One industry that's been a key supporter of President Trump is no fan of the federal shutdown. Oil and gas drilling is booming in Wyoming, but the majority of that is on federal lands, and operators worry about the impact, while critics argue they're still getting a better deal than most. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
Tom Midas heads a small oil and gas company in Casper, and he's planning a new project. He's begun the lengthy process with the Bureau of Land Management, or BLM, to find new parcels for development, but has had to put that on hold.
With the BLM shut down, the studies on parcels that we've nominated are not happening.
Midas is still hoping to buy that land this year, but now he's not sure when it will happen. BLM is responsible for that environmental review, but most employees are on furlough.
The longer the shutdown goes on, the longer we all will be unable to go ahead with the work we want to do.
Midas says there's enough uncertainty trying to predict when the price of oil will be right. He says this shutdown is really hard for a small company like his.
We're paying a price for it, and no business likes being told you can't operate.
The oil and gas industry has been doing well in recent years for lots of reasons, including the Trump administration's push to open up vast areas of public land for drilling and to speed up the permitting process, plus better technology and cheap land. Kathleen Scama is with the Western Energy Alliance, a group of oil and gas companies. She says if the shutdown goes on much longer, it threatens to slow all that down, and not just in Wyoming.
Colorado, Utah, New Mexico, same kind of situation.
There's also a lot of confusion. The BLM says it is still processing online applications to drill. That's prompted criticism that the Trump administration is favoring the energy industry. But Scama says the limited staff and confusion could limit the application processing past 2013 numbers. A report found the government shutdown back then wasn't able to process 200 applications to start drilling.
Companies are waiting for leases. If you don't have your full lease hold, it's hard to do the exploratory work or the full development work that you're planning on, and it just causes your development to slip.
But a Petroleum Association of Wyoming memo obtained secondhand shows permits aren't just being processed. It's activities associated with it. Four Wyoming field offices plan to start doing that work Monday, January 14th. The memo also says environmental and archaeological reviews are not happening during the shutdown. The budget lasts for up to 2 months, accounting for a limited number of people. Amy Snover says it's disappointing the Interior Department is prioritizing oil and gas over the many other areas in need of resources. Snover leads the Northwest Climate Adaptation Science Center, one of 8 federal academic partnered facilities focusing on finding solutions to climate change.
It's a surprising choice of what is considered bare minimum essentials and what people decide to put their resources towards.
Nita Culver of the Wilderness Society agrees and adds she's concerned about places where drilling is already happening. She worries about a lack of oversight. There's a spill or a leak from a well pad. BLM's shutdown plan says there are essential employees on the ground for inspection, enforcement, and emergency response. But
I would definitely worry that that is something right now with the shutdown that BLM is not paying any more attention to than it ever does and would probably be paying less attention to than it does. You know, workers are not being paid. There's nobody to supervise. And certainly there's not a lot of incentive or ability to get out and about right now.
Meanwhile, there's another round of oil and gas lease sales in February and March. Some in the industry worry that if the shutdown drags on, that won't happen. But environmental advocates say an uninterrupted lease sale could mean work behind the scenes from the BLM during the shutdown, something they say should not be happening. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.